Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blades Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Brian Bulaga! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where we are getting ready for a happy football new year. No ode tonight, thank you, but I do have some words of wisdom from my mother, St. Evelyn. She's still with us, but she is a saint. And when I was growing up, we had six kids, all between the ages of 1 and 7 or 8, maybe. We had the six kids. So we had lots of kids, but not lots of money. So we didn't go to the doctor very often. In fact, it had to be terminal to see the doctor. And my mother always used to say, "Hey, Mom, I got a high fever. I'm throwing up. There's stuff growing all over me." She'd say, "Well, you'll either die or get better." And that brings us to the Packers. We'll either die or get better. The time for gray matter is over. It's black and white. We have to play better, correct? All right, and on that winning note, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Performance and attitude, tonight's guest is everything a Green Bay Packer should be. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Brian Bulaga.
Brian, thanks a million.
Not a problem. Welcome, Brian. And folks, I want to tell you what kind of human being Brian Bulaga is. Now, no player wants to do shows after games like the Cardinal game. Even guys that have their own shows don't want to do them after those kind of games. And then Brian suffers an ankle injury during said game. So that's an instant out if he chooses to take it. He doesn't take it. And then the weather, as we're taping, is awful, beyond awful. And he doesn't take that out. Brian, thank you a ton.
I appreciate it. Not a problem.
And talking about the ankle, Brian, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right. A little sore, a little tender. You know, it was the same ankle that I injured against the Bears. So, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of going to stick around for a while and probably won't go away until, you know, we're done for the season. So it's just something we have to battle through, you know. We'll take it day by day this week and try to do everything we can to get it ready for Sunday.
And that's good news for the Green Bay Packers. Brian, it is what it is. I'm not going to beat the Cardinal game to death, but there was a couple pivotal points, and one came at the end of the first half. Mike Daniels gets the interception. Unfortunately, you guys throw an interception, and they go 80 yards, and it's a 14-point turnaround.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the defense does a great job, gets a turnover inside the red zone, and we didn't take advantage of it. Give them enough time on the clock to go down and put up a touchdown. And like you said, it was a 14-point swing. I mean, even if we get a field goal there, cuts it to a 7-point game going into halftime. And that was just a huge momentum swing in the game. And it didn't get any better when we came out from half. So it was a disappointing game all around. I mean, especially for us on offense.
You know, I was going to run James Starks' fumble and the ensuing Cardinal touchdown. And I was also going to run some good Brian Bulaga highlights from the Arizona game. He played fine prior to his injury, but that is no way, really, to get ready to beat the Vikings, is it?
No.
A much better way is to look at Brian beating up the Vikings earlier this season, is it not?
There we go.
And in the first Viking game, Brian, I noticed you had a penchant for throwing this guy on the ground. I mean, it happened a lot. I mean, what was the deal there? The guy's a good player, Brian Robinson.
Yeah, Brian's a good player. I've been going against him for a long time now. 6 years it's been. So, you know, he and I have had some good battles. It was just one of those games where I was able to get my hands in some really good spots and kind of take advantage of his momentum and get him on the ground.
Well, speaking of which, when you do that as often as you did it, it kind of plays with a guy's mind. And we're going to take a look at a piece of video here. And it gets to the point where Brian just has to look at him and watch this. He falls down. I mean, that's when you know you're having a bad day as a defensive guy. The guy looks at me and I fall down, huh?
Yeah, maybe got in his head a little bit. had him thinking about his move a little early and he tripped up. But, no, he's a good football player.
Yeah, he is.
Have a lot of respect for him as a player and, you know, looking forward to having another battle with him this week.
We're going to look at some other of your plays from the Viking game. And the thing I want to talk about as we do so is, what's it like when you face a second team a second time? They know you. You know them. How does it work out?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think anytime you look at these division opponents, I mean, you're very familiar with the guys that are on the team. I mean, for the most part, it's the same guys. But in a year when you play that team the second time, I mean, there's not a lot that's changed. And you're just familiar with what they do, and they're familiar with you. And it just becomes a battle of will and execution.
Of course, your defense held Adrian Peterson to 45 yards, had 6 sacks. That's a good thing. Offensively, you guys put together quite a formula for beating Minnesota. Eddie Lacy, 100 yards. James Jones, 100 yards receiving, and no turnovers.
Yeah.
I think that might work again, don't you?
Yeah. I think overall, I mean, against a team like Minnesota, you do need to be able to run the ball because they run the football, and they hold on to it with Adrian Peterson. And, you know, they like to stay out on the field and grind out a defense. So to beat a team like the Vikings, you need to – counter what they're doing with a little bit of their own medicine and stay out on the field, wear out their defense, and let our defense rest up so when they go out there, they can have a performance like they did last time.
Well, Brian, you're a veteran of this program, so I think you know what's coming. It is time to go in the huddle. The exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is keeping in the theme of getting mentally ready to beat on the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's Brian right here, folks. Now, on a typical running play that's going over here, and you've got this guy. Now, what is your job?
Well, I mean, if it depends on the play, I mean, I have to see it run, but
let's run it a little bit.
Just give me a little idea of what's okay. I got it.
This is the kind of block you remember. Let's put it that way.
A down block here. Yeah, I mean, my job here really is just to cut the defense in half here, pin this guy here, and TJ will pull around, and we kind of just try to, you know, cut the defense in half right here, and you know, Eddie finds his way through.
Okay, let's roll it forward, and you make contact, and clearly, this man right here, he wants to play it outside in.
And yeah, I mean, he's fighting over the top. His responsibility is that B gap, so he's going to do his best to maintain outside leverage. And go ahead, Larry. I'll let you.
Well, let's roll it back because this is the hard part here. Okay, so stop it right there. Okay, he's maintaining outside leverage, and all that's well and good. But now the ball's coming back inside, and here's the key thing to watch, folks, as I lost my guy. Where is he? Okay, right in here. Okay, now he wants to work his way in, and you have to do what's called redirect, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It's a tough deal when you're running one way and a guy tries to put on the brakes, throw you off, and redirect. Because also there's a thing called holding that these refs are looking for too.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's a tough deal. So you know, you have to be able to, you know, keep running your feet and have your hands in a good spot to redirect on a guy.
And we can see that is redirection to the max right there, where you put a guy horizontal. And I want to ask you, if we could just run the finish of that. Now, okay, if you want to come off on a guy a million miles an hour, I mean, you may get the best of him initially, but when it comes time to redirect, you might end up on your face. Do you have to be under control, I guess? That's what I want to ask.
Absolutely. You have to have a wide base and kind of, I mean, an offensive line play. You know, you can feel a guy getting ready to redirect. So when you start to feel that, it's about basing out, kind of getting your body under control and kind of using his momentum against him and kind of doing like that and dumping him on the ground.
Boy, that is good stuff, isn't it, right there? Well done, Brian Belaga. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Bryce. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Bryce, and he plays center for Stevens Point. You look like an intelligent young man. Hey, how much you weigh, Bryce?
305.
He's ready to hunt big game on the varsity level, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Bryce, if you can learn the football skill of being an offensive line skill, certainly, that Brian's about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph. How's that?
Sounds great.
You're going to make a big man on campus back at Stevens Point?
Yeah.
All right, Bryce, wonderful. Okay.
All right. So, Bryce, I'm going to teach you pretty much what Larry just showed on that video was the down block, and I'm sure you've done down blocks many times, but from center tackle, maybe a little bit different. So Larry will be the defender here, so I'll just give you a little bit of an understanding of, you know, on a down block, you want to be able to gain ground to obviously – the three tech jets upfield, you're able to cut him off, but it's gaining ground, and, you know, sticking your hand right on his sternum and the clasp hand on the outside. So when he does redirect over the top like he did in that video, you're able to keep your body in place and drive block him and put him on his back.
Okay.
So let me see, man. You know, I know Larry's a tough defender here, so, you know, I don't
one want... on one, mano a mano. Bryce, say your prayers.
All right, I'll give a set hunt.
Right.
How about that?
Okay, okay.
All right, here we go. Set hunt. Boom. Oh, jeez. All right. I think you got it. But you know, you still can hold the point. You can still hold the point.
I didn't want to embarrass him, okay? Well, Bryce, let's go get the autograph thing going and end the segment. Okay, that's good. Good, Drew. Go ahead, Bryce. You're a lot of fun, really. Come on, more. More with Brian Belaga. We'll be right back.
Huh? Oh, that's fun.
Thank you, sir. Short. We are back with Brian Belaga. And recently, Brian, you guys played the Oakland Raiders out there. And your guy, most of the time, was a fellow by the name of Khalil Mack, who came into this game coming off a 5-sack performance against the Denver Broncos. He had no impact whatsoever against you. And I was wondering, Brian, when you go against a guy that's legitimate, one of the big-time guys in the league, special preparation, how do you go about it?
You know, I don't treat any different than any other guy I'm going against week per week. I mean, obviously, guys that are elite pass rushers, you have to pay attention to their moves a little bit more and how they set things up. They don't only have two moves, they have a whole array of moves that they can use. So you kind of have to, you know, nitpick those details a little bit more. But to watch the same amount of film, study, you know, do everything the same, it's just when you get into the game, it's, you know, the attention to detail and your fundamentals have to be that much better.
Absolutely. And the thing people got to appreciate, when you face a stud duck rusher on the road, okay, Brian, if you notice in his stance, he's got to look inside because he can't hear the snap count. He's got to look inside, and then he's got to set for pass, and the crowd noise is going on. That's a lot. It's tougher to face those great guys on the road, is it not?
It is. It is. It's tough being on the road, but, you know, I think over the last 3 years, you know, I've gotten a really good feel for the way Corey is, you know, what his snap count is and his cadence on the road and you know, timing him up very well. But, you know, when it's noisy and you're having a hard time hearing the guy next to you, it makes things tougher. So definitely facing those good rushers on the road is tough.
Well, Brian, we have something in common, and certainly not ability. I didn't have like ability like you have, but something in common. We both have someone named Declan that's very near and dear to us. In my case, it's a grandson. In your case, it's a baby boy, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My little guy right there.
So how was Declan's first Christmas?
It was great. My parents, his grandparents, and, you know, my wife's parents spoiled them. My brother spoiled them. Got him a bunch of gifts, you know, and it's like, you know, like he's going to remember all those gifts being, you know, a little over 8 months old. But, no, he got some, you know, cool Michael Jordan shoes that I thought was really cool. It was a great first Christmas, and to have every, you know, all the family there was awesome.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Brian from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. High clap, the beautiful Lambeau Field, Israel. Don't go away. Brian Balaga, our very special guest tonight, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Zacchiel.
Zacchiel?
Zacchiel.
Zacchiel. I'm sorry. It's kind of like Khalil Mack, but it's Zacchiel. Okay, enough of that. Okay. This is going nowhere. Okay, what's your question?
What was the toughest defensive end that you have faced in your career?
I'll go right to the guy that's given me the most problems in my career. That's Cameron Wake down in Miami. He's a good football player. Has a for some reason he pays rent up in my head. I don't know what it is, but he's the one guy. I just can't. I've never been able to just blank him in a game.
All right, thank you, Brian. Your name?
Caitlin.
And Caitlin, what's your question?
When you were younger, did you always want to be a professional football player?
When I was growing up, I wanted to be a baseball player. That was football was kind of on the back burner. I mean, I almost quit playing football when I was, what was I, probably 10 years old. I was getting beat up too bad, so I almost quit. And I wanted to play baseball, but my dad talked me into it for one more year and, you know, kind of worked out. So I'm happy it did.
And the rest is history. Your name?
Harrison.
And Harrison, what's your question?
I'm just wondering, like, what kind of music do you like to listen to before games to get you pumped up?
Ooh.
Are you a headset guy, Brian?
Yeah, I have the headphones on. I'm a big rock and roll guy. Now, I listen from anything from AC/DC to Disturbed. I know not many people know Disturbed. That's weird. But great band, at least I think so.
I'm sorry that's all we have time for. Aww. But speaking of Disturbed, Frankie, what was your favorite question and what lovely parting gift does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was, of course, from Harrison, and he gets these night vision goggles. Helps you avoid glare as seen on TV.
Hang on a second. And people say this show is corny. What's the deal? Anyway, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Brian, you are a Super Bowl champion. You know what it takes. Does this team have what it takes?
I think so. Obviously, I mean, from the game last week, it doesn't look pretty. And there's been a few games here that it hasn't. But I think we're very confident with the team that we have and the guys that we have in the locker room. And we need to put, you know, a few good games together here to give ourselves confidence going forward, and you know that starts this week against Minnesota, then obviously the first playoff game with whoever that is, because then that gives you the confidence going into the second, third round of the playoffs to really get something going. But I definitely know that we have the talent and the leadership in the locker room to get things going.
Brian, go get them, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for watching. Have a happy new year. See you next time.